DEC has two permanent air monitoring stations near Tonawanda Coke and has found dramatic drop-offs in some of the chemicals coming out of the plant, like benzene and some other carcinogenic chemicals. What wasn't dropping off was formaldehyde, and that precipitated some serious research to find out why not. Scientists discovered it was because of economic improvements. Tom Gentile is chief of the air toxics section of the Air Resources Division. Gentile says the results showed it took some time to figure out where some chemicals like benzene were coming from.
Kind of when the landfill closure was going on. There was a lot of heavy-duty diesel vehicles working on the closure of that landfill. They were capping it. You can see it's partially capped there. I talked to the contractor. We had like over 140 heavy-duty diesel trucks going by. Up this way, and around, and through, and up and in, right around the monitor all the time.
While there are better diesel engines out there and better controls, Gentile says unlicensed construction equipment doesn't have to be equipped, although cleaner burning diesel fuel helps, with or without controls, and he wants to see what the results for this year show. Chemicals like benzene are in the exhaust of internal combustion engines of all kinds. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.